Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for joining me today. On today's show, I have a guest. Her name is Janelle Martinez. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And Janelle and I actually met during the summertime when she did an internship here in Wayne Memorial Hospital in the Community Health Department. But now you are doing your internship in Nutrition Services, correct?
Yes.
And you are a student at Marywood University, right?
Yes, I am.
Soon to graduate, hopefully, and pass your RD exam, right?
Yep, hopefully in May.
That is so exciting. And in the background, which she'll chime in a little while, is Barbara Pratt, who's the manager of Nutrition Services. Good morning, Barb.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So, you know, each year it's kind of like our tradition to bring one of our nutrition interns on the show and talk about National Nutrition Month, which happens every year in March, right?
Yes.
So I'm so happy that you're here today to join us.
Yeah, me too.
So can you kind of talk about that National Nutrition Month?
Yeah, so March is National Nutrition Month, and each year the Academy of Nutrition Dietetics creates an annual campaign to help people learn about making informed food choices and developing healthful eating and physical activity habits.
Right. So this year, is there a special theme?
Yeah, the theme this year is Fuel for the Future. And basically, we want to emphasize on eating with sustainability in mind.
Well, that's a big word, sustainability. So can you tell our listeners, like, what is the definition of sustainability?
Sustainability is basically fulfilling the needs of current generations without compromising the needs for future generations. So basically ensuring that balance between economic growth, environmental care, and social well-being.
Right. And I know that is happening a lot in Wayne County. You know, I think you attended some of the meetings during the summertime with Wayne Tomorrow, and they have an agricultural task force. And again, this is so important in our community. Can you give some examples of, you know, sustainability?
Yeah, absolutely. So a couple examples are like limit your food waste. So if you're not going to eat it, you can freeze it or have it as leftovers for the next day. You can grow a sustainable garden. So plant like seasonal fruits and vegetables. You can even like compost banana peels and other foods to use towards that sustainable garden. You can recycle cardboard boxes, plastic bottles, and you can also avoid disposable items such as on the go cups, plastic bottles, takeout utensils, straws, and other single use items. And you can replace that with water bottles and reusable straws.
Right. I think those are great, don't you? I mean, I have a little brush cleaner, the straw cleaner, that you can clean your straw out. And I know you've always had a reusable water bottle when we'd work together and everything. And I know I carry mine no matter where we go, because it is so important for our environment and for the growth of our food supply as well, right?
Absolutely. And it also helps you, like, save money.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And keeps our environment healthy, which is so important. So what are some other things that, you know, if anyone's listening, that they can do for, you know, to celebrate National Nutrition Month?
So I kind of kept it a little bit family-oriented. I suggest that as a family, you can commit to trying new fruits and vegetables each week. Give family members a role in meal planning, let them pick out different recipes to try, and you can find recipes on, you know, Pinterest or Google. Plan to eat more meals together as a family. You can practice mindful eating by limiting screen time at meals. You can turn off, like, your phones, computers, TVs, other devices. You can sit down at the table as a family and maybe put your phone, everyone's phone, in like a basket and tell them they can't touch the phone until after everyone's done eating. Let everyone help with food preparation, such as like there's skills for all ages. If you have kids, there are age-appropriate tasks that they may enjoy learning how to do, such as like have your younger kids wash the fruits and vegetables, maybe have the older kids put, you know, water in a pan and, you know, teach them how to boil water.
Mm-hmm.
You can try more meatless meals choices such as beans, peas, and lentils. There are a lot of versatile plant-based protein sources. And bring out flavors in foods by trying new herbs, spices, and citrus fruits such as lemons and limes. You can also learn to cook and meal prep, so you can help save money that way as well.
Right, because it is expensive to eat out, correct?
It is. Very, so, very expensive nowadays.
Yes, and especially when you're a student, you know that firsthand, right?
Right.
How important
it
is.
It's even more expensive to eat in these days, but...
It is, but as we know, it's a lot healthier
and
less expensive that way, right? Mm-hmm. What about, like, including your children, especially younger children, in shopping at the supermarket, right?
Yeah.
They can make different choices or try different things that way, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned some recipes and stuff like that. Are there any websites or places that they can go to get some of this information?
Healthy recipes.
Healthy recipes, that's right.
I usually just use Pinterest. I know Pinterest basically is Google combined, and you can search healthy recipes. And they will give you tons and tons and tons of recipes to use that are simple and quick. If you're looking for like a quick meal, just type in quick healthy meals and it'll give you a plethora of meals to cook and choose from.
Are there any nutrition websites that you would recommend for people to go to for good information? Like where would they find more information on National Nutrition Month? Is there a professional one that they can go to?
Yeah, so for National Nutrition Month, you can always type in Google National Nutrition Month, and you'll see the website eatright.org. If you click on that, it'll bring you to their homepage, their website, and they do have 50 ideas to how you can get involved if you want to look, you know, more towards school or outside of family base. They do have 50 ways that you can get involved.
That's great. Yeah, great information. And that also kind of helps you if you're interested in finding more information or connecting with the dietitian. And that's where kind of Barb comes in, because Barb's been a registered dietitian, something that Janelle, you're working towards, correct?
Correct, yes. Hopefully soon.
Right. So Barb, as a registered dietitian, can you give your listeners, and I know you've been on the show plenty of times, but yes. In case if we have someone new out there, what does a registered dietitian do?
So it just so happens that Carol Knyer is also a registered dietitian and a diabetes educator, but the kinds of things we do here at our hospital, it's community-based, so of course we're seeing inpatients and we're providing diet instruction and information and assistance on an inpatient basis, and we have a network of doctors that basically the community health centers, but also private doctors who refer patients for outpatient counseling, and so we counsel patients in that way as well. But we also do a lot of community health programs. Of course, that was on hold during COVID, but we're starting back to doing a lot of that in terms of health fairs. We visited a senior center this month for Nutrition Month. We have a nutrition table out in the lobby of the hospital. So there's a lot of nutrition information on that. Lots of different varied things. Janelle will tell you that no one day is like any other day. It's a lot of variety because mm-hmm. we see patients in our wound clinic and our inpatient rehab unit. And
and I will say,
in the past, we went to the schools a lot.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I will say, you know, the community health department, we do track, you know, volunteer hours and community outreach. And I will tell you, nutrition is always on the top of the list with the hours that they give. And mm-hmm. you guys and your department, we thank you for that, because it's so important to get that information
yes.
out there. Because mm-hmm. health and wellness is, again, you know, it's really coming up the forefront again. It's always been there. But, you know, the pandemic kind of put everything on hold. But people want to eat healthier. People mm-hmm. want to do better now. Which is really, really important. So, Janelle, can you tell us a little bit about, like, your experience? I know we don't have 3 hours to talk about, but you did some clinical, right? You did some outpatient.
Yeah.
Is there any area that you really liked the best?
I think every rotation that I've had has been unique in its own way. I think I've learned a lot from each rotation. I can't say that there's one that I, like, really, really loved more than the other, I think just because I've liked all my preceptors. So, you know, being with preceptors you like, you obviously enjoy being there and mm-hmm. putting in the work.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't think there's one that has actually stood out to me just yet. Mm-hmm. I think I'm still trying to figure out what I actually want to do after I graduate.
Well, specifically, you have a sports and wellness and exercise kind of background and interest.
I do. So I'm also doing my master's in sports and human. They just changed the name. I think it's sports, nutrition, and human performance. So I'll be graduating with my master's in that. I would love to work with athletes in the future, but it's so limited that it would, I mean, the opportunity, I'll keep looking, but right. it's not mm-hmm. an opportunity that is, like, out there as much as, like, clinical. Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you. I've worked how many weeks together with you, and I think whatever you find that goal, you're gonna achieve it. So I know that's going to definitely happen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Barb, is there a phone number if someone's listening and they want to maybe set up and talk with a dietitian mm-hmm. or if they have any questions, is there a phone number that they can call?
There is a phone number. The phone number is 570-253-8164. And I honestly have patients call me just to ask me a random question, but in general, individuals with food allergies, celiac disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, weight management, those are all things that we try to tackle with patients, and we always start where they're at and work from there to help them make potentially even small strides or baby steps mm-hmm. to make some changes toward wellness and health.
Right. And you do have a coworker. You want to give a shout out to Anne-Marie?
Yes. And Anne-Marie Kretschig also is a diabetes educator. And so she specializes in the diabetes arena. And also she is 20 hours a week with the bariatric program down the street. So she also specializes in seeing and counseling those patients.
Right. And again, I hope individuals that are listening today realize the scope that nutrition services can really cover in health and wellness. You know, it used to be we did a lot of diabetes, you know, and heart disease, but it's much more than that now.
Absolutely. The mantra now really is food as medicine, or food is medicine. And also physician programs are having programs called culinary medicine. So it's much more, you know, on the top of the list in terms of how we can manage our health better.
Right, right. Which is, again, important for anyone who's listening out mm-hmm. there. And we can all improve our
anyone
health
and
wellness.
Everyone.
Yes, exactly. You know, we have like a couple of minutes left, and I know that you're a big part of our food prescription program. Do you want to just say two sentences about the Way Memorial Food Prescription Program and who may be eligible for that?
Yes. So that is something that's intended for individuals with certain diagnoses, and also if you have some way or some source of food insecurity or sense of food insecurity, I should say. And it provides vouchers and recipes for these individuals, and also as a follow-up, free of charge. Actually, there's no cost for any of it, but we dietitians, Anne-Marie and I, provide nutrition counseling for those folks, because if they have diabetes or they have hypertension or COPD or congestive heart failure, those are things that we can assist and address with them.
Right, because again, we know how important it is to eat healthy, you know, with many of those chronic conditions that you talked about.
Exactly.
To prevent them from coming back in the hospital, to keep them well, mm-hmm. to keep them healthy. You
exactly,
know,
yes.
which is so important. So, Janelle, any last words that you want to say?
I don't think so. Thank
okay.
you for having me.
You're welcome. I think you did a great job for being on the show today. And Barb, thank you so much for joining us
as
well. Again, you know, if you have any questions, you can give Barb a call at 570-253-8164, right?
Correct.
That's our nutrition service department here at Way Memorial Hospital. So Barb and Janelle, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And again, this is Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.